I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's never too early to start thinking about your next calendar, and the DNR's famous wildlife calendar for 2019 will soon be available for purchase. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. The West Virginia Wildlife Calendar has become an item that many in West Virginia and really all over the country consider a must-have each and every year. Scott Warner, who heads up non-game programs at the DNR, says there's a reason that's such a popular publication.
What makes us different is that we still look at the calendar as a piece of artwork. And instead of just going out and Photoshopping or Googling what a photo should look like, we're actually using local talent or artists to kind of do the artwork. So we have a jurid process where West Virginia artists and artists from outside of the state as well submit their artwork. We had nearly 100 entries this year, so this is like the best of the best. The artwork that we use is different. These are artwork that is available for people to purchase at a later date, but it's unique because this is one of a kind. I mean, you won't see this artwork anywhere else. It's not like seeing a picture and just throwing that up there. I mean, we spent a lot of time and effort into this, and I think it pays off.
And it also includes a wide array of useful outdoor-related information.
When to hang your hummingbird feeder, when migration should be taking place with songbirds, when the turkeys should be on their on their nest, or when the broods, people should be able to see certain broods that may be out there. We've got fishing tips or techniques for taking kids fishing, or just people like me that may need some extra help. Places or encouragement, on free fishing days or fishing derbies that may be around the states that are being offered, as well as certain DNR events that are being available. So it's got something for everyone. So we call it more of a wildlife enthusiast calendar than just a wildlife calendar, because it's got something for everybody.
Now, they sell for the very reasonable price of $10 a piece, and the money is vital to those critters for which we do not hunt or fish, but the DNR is still responsible for watching over.
We sell a tremendous amount of calendars each year, and the money that we generate from this calendar goes to benefit our non-game program. I mean, these are programs that we typically cannot use hunting license dollars to fund, so it basically relies on sale of the calendars goes through.
And it's currently at the printer, but it will be available in the next couple of weeks.
It will be available prior to National Hunting and Fishing Days, and that's really when we're going to be selling them, making them available for the general public.
You can also buy them at your local DNR district office or order them online from the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.